USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Staunch Trump ally Senator Lindsey Graham is slamming Democrats for shutting the president out of the White House impeachment process, claiming members of Congress are using impeachment as a weapon for future presidents to come.
We had a two-year investigation. That wasn't enough. I think this whole thing is a crock. You're shutting the president out, the process in the House. Any partisan group could do this in the future. You're weaponizing impeachment, and I want to end it. I don't want to legitimize it. I hate what they're doing.
Over the course of the impeachment saga, the White House has repeatedly defied House subpoenas for documents and blocked key administration officials from testifying into the inquiry into President Trump's alleged quid pro quo arrangement with the Ukrainian president. The probe now moves to the full House for a vote on the two articles of impeachment and then to the Senate for trial. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
International climate talks ended today with major polluters resisting calls to ramp up efforts to keep global warming at bay and negotiators postponing the regulation of global carbon markets until next year. In the end, delegates from almost 200 nations endorsed a declaration to help poor countries that are suffering the effects of climate change, although they didn't allocate any new funds to do so. Former FBI Director James Comey acknowledged today that a Justice Department Inspector General report identified real sloppiness in the surveillance of former Trump campaign aides and said he was wrong to have been overconfident about how the Russia investigation was handled. But Comey also insisted he was right to feel measures of vindication because the report did not find evidence for the most sensational of President Donald Trump's claims that he had been wiretapped and illegally spied on, and that the FBI had committed treason in investigating the ties between Russia and his 2016 campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Las Vegas men who admitted to running one of the nation's largest illegal television and movie streaming services pled guilty this week and now face money laundering and copyright infringement charges, according to federal officials. iStreamItAll was an online, subscription-based streaming site that allowed users to download TV episodes and movies. The stream's operators, Daryl Polo and Louis Villarino, told the U.S. Justice Department that the service offered access to more than 118,000 television episodes and nearly 11,000 movies, all without consent from the content's copyrighted owners. That's more content than Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Vudu combined, according to prosecutors. A Trump supporter took center stage at an Iowa campaign event for 2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, where he stood up and delivered a message to the president.
Uh-oh, he's looking on his phone. I'm in trouble. Mr. Donald Trump, keep going, man. You're doing a good job. You know what?
I agree with anything you say. I voted for you in 2016, and I've been in Vietnam and seen what socialism has done.
The man was briefly cut off by boos from the crowd before Sanders urged them to let him finish. The man said he voted for Sanders in the 2016 Democratic primary, but now is fully behind the president. The man, as of yet, is still unidentified as he was escorted out by the police. Thanks for spending your Sunday with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.